episode 14, Spirit Animals, season 2, episode 14, our very last episode of the season, The River Otter, The Wise Owl, and the transformation of a deer to a stag and back again. That's got to be Trage, I reckon. Maybe it's Alan. You decide. When fuzzy science can be meaningful in terms of personality profiles, values, and our behaviours, why not have fun and reflect on who we are, how we are, and why, and how we've come to create this show? This episode reveals more intimate details about the mugs from Backwater Brizzy. That's right. Join the journey with the podcast crew, Trage, Alan, and Sarah. See you next time. Hello and welcome to the Why Work podcast series. You are listening to Trace Vitkovsky, Sarah Pazell, and Alan Girl.
You've heard me talk about, all right, on this one hand, this yoga side, this Thai massage side of me, this, hey, spiritual adventure, woo, kind of girl, right? And on the other side, I'm all about what does the science say? I want empirical evidence. I want it underpinned by scientific evidence and work design strategy that's very rigorous. And, you know, I deferred university for 1 year. I took a year off, went to Melbourne with some girlfriends. At the time, I've moved back and forth to US many times. This was one of my Australian episodes. I was in Australia for year 12. Took a year off before going to university. I deferred my father, who's a professor in engineering. He was beside himself. He was certain that I was just going to go so left wing that I'd be like in orange robes and shaved head and, hey, hippie chick extraordinaire. But I had my eye on the goal was to get back to university. It was to help a girlfriend of mine. It was a Lao family. I'm very, very close with the Laotian family. And the younger sister wanted to go to hairdressing school. The other sister wanted to try Melbourne. We moved to Melbourne, age 17. We lived just off Chapel Street, Turak Road, right? South Yarra.
And Chapel Street, got an apartment.
It was so cool. And we went to the Paran markets. We'd catch the trams. I worked in the city. I had multiple jobs, right? And my girlfriend got through to hairdressing school. You'd love one of my jobs, right? So I worked day job retail wholesale, but at nighttime, I waitressed at an Italian restaurant, and the chef would sometimes slap my butt as I walked past, and he'd go, "Hey, Americana!" And then the other workplace, I worked in a bowling alley, right? And I was the girl at the desk, issuing the shoes, taking your money. No, but get this. They asked us to stay back one night, and I'd worked all day long, and it was about 11 o'clock at night. And I said, no, you're going to die, Trage. Guess who came in that night for a special session? No kidding. Melbourne. Downtown.
Nick Cave?
In Excess.
In Excess. There
you
go.
And they changed all of the Coke out. They put beer in there, and I missed In Excess playing. I missed serving In Excess that night.
I was going to say, you remind me, we had neighbours from Laos.
Did you?
In the 70s. Savakama Luangse, I think, was his name, or was his friend's name.
But say that
Benjo,
name
again. Von Savakama Luangse.
My girlfriend's name is Van Prasut Duongpumi, and her older brother, Suksavan Duongpumi. Beautiful sing-song, wonderful names.
A lot of consonants.
They're Me, Po, they're my mum and dad. Their parents were my parents, my shadow Lao parents.
I remember that. We were neighbours. I've forgotten. It was in my memory for a while. I just remembered now. Benjo was his name.
It's part of my life of understanding how community functions, where you all help each other out, right?
Mm, it was a fascinating nation. Landlocked from memory. It's a landlocked nation, Laos.
Meaning?
There's no sea. It's not right. By sea. It's completely landlocked.
Have you been to Laos?
No.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Long Prabang. Yeah,
wonderful.
So this is where
your spirit animal interest.
No, it just comes because I'm so curious about this funny stuff, right? About what happens in your... I've got a girlfriend that would tell me, the moon sign is such and such. In other words, I'm saying this is real, very serious science, tongue in cheek, right? But stereotypes exist for a reason, Right, stereotypes exist for a reason. Alan, come on. Owlin, the wise Owlin. Oh, come on,
you guys gave me that.
Stereotypes exist for a reason.
Wise Owlin.
You know, and if people are extracting something from their astrological sign, right, they may be extracting the parts that are most meaningful and symbolic of them, if they're identifying with this.
Yeah, so I used to love reading the paper, making sure, oh, yes, my stars aligned.
I've got a girlfriend, Jane Teresa Anderson, who is the nation's premier, you know, dream analyst. She's on morning TV. She did podcasts before podcasts were a thing, and she does The Alchemy of Dreams, Dream Analysis by Alchemy. In other words, trying to.
She takes it very seriously.
She does a great job.
Who was one in the 80s and also Zena, the astrologer, like the 80s and 90s?
But she doesn't believe in just dream dictionary. She really talks about the symbols that you have revealed through your dreams and psychologically what they mean to you. And she has a background first in zoology and I believe psychology.
Oh, this is the animal interest. No,
it just makes a good association. But meaning there are some things that we reveal about ourselves, and she can unpack what the symbols and ask the right questions to unlock what might be useful or meaningful to you, right? So
your character?
My character is an otter. So while you give me these raised eyebrows, right?
And why the otter?
Well, so how do you know what your spiritual animal is, right? Spirit animal, there are surveys, online surveys, and we know they're rigorous and they must be right. Okay, so I consistently come up with the otter when I do these personality profile spiritual animals.
Triangulated the
data.
Yeah, right, okay.
And the otter sees life as a playground. They're incessantly curious, right?
That is you.
Thank you. Endless energy, limitless enthusiasm.
That's you.
They can teach us a lot about how to just enjoy life and remain curious and stimulated with childlike wonder. All right. I love just learning about the new ways of working. That's one thing great about my job, ergonomics. I go into so many different industries.
Yes, and
I learn how tires are made. I learn how bread bags are made.
You have a certain vocational or work-related wanderlust.
Symbols of femininity, caring.
What a great word.
Good German word.
Water deities
wanderlust.
Associated with healing. I have a healthcare background, so it must be right? Okay.
But it's true, isn't it, though, Sarah?
Adaptable, change-oriented. I've lived so many lives, it's not even crazy if we start investigating all the places I've lived and travelled.
It's true, because you love working anywhere, but your lust for wanderlust, it's not just travel and doing, your wanderlust isn't just bungee jumping or going to Laos.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to these bizarre mine sites or wherever.
True.
Was it Kazakhstan or Uzbekistan?
Kazakhstan. I'm sure there's more stands to explore.
There are quite a few more mines, I suppose.
So maybe that doesn't keep me anchored, or maybe that just keeps me working too high at this airy level sometimes, you know, wanting to solve all the problems of the world. So whatever our attributes are can also be our challenges, right? And so, Trej, you did your
stag.
I know. How good is that? He's a deer. He's a deer. Gentle.
No, he's not a deer. He's a stag.
All right.
He's a man's man. He's every man's man.
But look. So when Trej...
He
wasn't even brave enough to say he'd wear stilettos down the street. So when I say he's a man's man, he's every man's man.
Next time you're having a currywurst in Berlin or somewhere in one of the hunting lodges, you'll see this taxidermy.
So I asked Trej, you know, I just encourage you guys to do this survey, and Trej came back and he has this stag, aka deer. Symbol of deer teaches us to be kind and loving and maintain childlike innocence.
Bring it on, come on, are you a hugger?
he's also a shapeshifter. I love that. Right.
Shapeshifter. So what does that mean in the real world?
Well,
is that like sliders in apparel? No, shapeshifter.
Being able to transform. Yeah. You know, shapeshifters.
It's like
in
the Matrix, isn't it? No.
Yeah.
Is that like in your personality?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Chameleon-like.
So, deer are also thought to be the shapeshifters in some traditions.
From state prosecutor to rock star
to
university lecturer.
Yeah, you are a bit of a shapeshifter. I'm not like you, Sarah, but I don't move around outside of my 5-kilometer radius. Unless I have to.
So often young men are led astray by a deer who's disguised as a young woman with intoxicating perfume. Yeah. To lead the man away from home. Transform her back. So it's good for hunting, right? Yeah, good for hunting.
See, I'm that deer on the wall, mate.
Power, you've got the power to distract and lead people astray. So he's got his wild side there, all right? So
constantly digressing.
Positive meanings of deer. Move through life. And move around obstacles with grace. Gentle, peaceful, innocent, purity, sensitive, intuitive. You're very intuitive. I noticed that. Yeah, you're a little Aisha straight away. You observe, you stay in the forest and observe for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
And then you come out, right?
Like a Bambi almost.
Vigilance, yummy. Ability to change directions quickly. Magical, regenerate. Spiritually guided.
You do regenerate well.
And how good is that?
Throughout the recording of these seasons,
you're converting Alan, who had raised eyebrows when I started talking about spiritual animals and stereotypes representing some characteristics. And now he's a believer already.
The mighty owl. Like Sam.
The owl can be a loner, and it represents vision, freedom, and independence, and obviously wisdom, right? They have the ability to unlock and inspire your full potential, discover your unique talents. Now, Alan,
it would be nice if I could do that.
You know, I met you when I was just starting my PhD studies.
That's true.
And you were so accommodating and so, I guess, you believed in my capabilities, and I really appreciated that early on. And I have to say, Trez, you like this image because, you know, I've soul parented and I've juggled trying to get scholarships to help me through uni, trying to still run a small business. The idea of juggling, foot, hand, everything, juggling balls in the air comes to mind. So I had a little tiny college-like Yaris, and one time I was dropping Alan off after a lovely, indulgent lunch that was normally, you know, beyond what I would normally enjoy. I dropped Alan off back at the office after a business lunch. And
I do like my lunches.
Oh, yeah, for taking me out.
But I loved it. I loved it because Alan's like in this three-piece, amazing, likely very expensive suit and shoes.
Probably Armani.
The law.
Having Armani suit.
And I'm going down Queen Street in Brisbane, serious law. And so my little silver, little bit scratched up Yaris was dropping him off among the Audis and the Mercedes and they'd call it the Rolls, the whatever. And I go, I'm all, Alan, this is just to teach you how the other half lives.
That's right. Yes.
I love bringing you back down to earth.
But how have you really lived? I mean, the Yaris is not a reflection of that.
Your life's journey.
I have a great life.
The otter. See, up the otter, traversing that river of life back and forth.
And owls are the symbolism of owls are about wisdom, clear vision, having insight, guidance in the unknown, which you want a lawyer to have, discernment, connection to the mysterious and magical aspects of life, so therefore you must like the deer.
So what are those? Is that drugs?
Now, Alan, the thing is, that's right, because it is a mystery, because sometimes I don't quite know what Alan's going to say.
But there could be a risk of...
Sometimes I don't know what I'm going to say.
Over-intellectualising things. Oh, he does tend to own things. Lots of analysis, right?
And ruminate. You're a ruminator.
Piercing gaze and silent flight.
That's Alan.
I like that. Yeah.
You know? I guess let's drill down, because we sometimes get the occasional... Owl around and opposite the scouts, but a tawny? What do you reckon? A tawny or
it'd have to be a barn owl, surely.
Well, they're pretty. You don't underestimate that.
And the agility of the deer. And I like the idea of lying on my belly in water and like tapping my belly, scratching. the otter. The otter. I love it.
To those people listening, Sarah's demonstrating.
Yeah.
tap.
And look, they're so playful, and they walk all over the rocks and back through the river, and they go down slides. Right.
Yes, and I guess otters. We'll end with this. They're serendipitous.
There you
go. Serendipity.
Absolutely lovely.
That's great. Thank you. All right. It's a wrap.
We hope you enjoyed that episode of Why Work. You've been listening to Trage, Sarah and Alan. And if you'd like to know more about some of the things we've talked about today, please subscribe. See you next time.
Saber's the MC that's setting it off. DJ Code's ready, so let's battle it off. We've created super virus, 10 years in the making. Entities are many and various, and to the skilled, we're always courteous. So beware, you're dealing with the deadly serious, mysterious audio manuscript off a team ready and equipped. The CD is out, that makes us legit. Not too much has changed, still work hard but never paid back. Like an encore, kicking in your front door. Diss and whack suckers, my favourite daily chore. You think you're trickier, wittier, plot telling you the time like a clock. Never vain, plain or mundane. Time to stake your claim, not in it for financial gain. Like a bomber over the target, here comes the air raid, the new wave, the new stage.
We spread like a new disease. You want a war, but this ain't TV. We come in by forced entry. The monks from backwater Brizzy. If you want a battle, come